Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with local historian Michael Zaz, speaking about the Brenton films and a special showing at the State Theater May 1st and 2nd. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Everything in the production is Brenton material, except some of the music. We don't have all the music that they would have used, so we have put in some music from the period. There are sound recordings in the collection, and we haven't had time to remove those from the discs, but that might be a whole nother program. But it's an exciting thing. Red Cedar Chamber Music, the top chamber music group in the nation, is going to be accompanying some of the films. And as they said, Rick Altman from Paris is going to be here, and he's going to do some song slides. And we'll be showing magic lantern slides on a 100-year-old projector. And much of it's going to be done digitally just so that we can be expedient in changing. But we will be using old original projectors when possible.
And how can people get tickets?
Tickets are available at the box office of the State Theater. And also on the website of BrentonFilm.com. And I would advise people to get them in advance just because we may not have them at the door. And when the Grand Opera House opened in 1893, and for a while after that, there was an oyster bar across the street. We don't know which street it was across, but we have secured Blair House, which is across the street from the theater, and there will be an oyster bar there. And as much as possible, the food will be authentic to 1895. But that's very limited capacity. So general admission is $15. Students high school and below are $5. And then the reception at Blair House and reserve seating is $40, but that's only available on the Sunday performance. We're excited about this. The owner of the theater may be here. The last I heard, he was planning to come. He's 99 years old, and he's planning to be here. We have people coming from all over, but I want it to be a celebration for the local people, because a lot of times we don't think important things have happened here. And when I work at the Library of Congress, one of the things they say there is we're starting to understand that many important things happened in Iowa, and especially with film and things that we don't expect that happened here. This is considered one of the most significant collection of early film on earth, and some of the restoration of one-of-a-kind films has been hand-done by experts in Paris, the same people who did the footage for the movie Hugo. And a lot of people are very excited about this, and we hope that local people will understand this is part of their story, and they should take advantage of it. Plus, the whole thing has been filmed for a documentary film, a feature-length documentary film that will be coming out next year. And they will be filming the events here on May 1st and 2nd.
That's been today's Washington Page with local historian Michael Zaz speaking about the Brenton films and a special showing at the State Theater. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News. You can find part one of our conversation at kciiradio.com.